This is WCAI. What containers are inside your fridge right now? A half-empty pickle jar? A few bottles of beer? Until last year, those glass containers were destined to come back as another container, as long as you recycled or redeemed them. But when the state's only glass bottle manufacturer suddenly closed last spring, that changed. WCAI's Catherine Ident has this report on where our glass goes now in our series on household recycling.
You have the top part that you can just place your bottle, can, or plastic into. It goes through, it breaks down.
Eric McMaster stands in front of a bank of redemption machines at T-Ticket Market, the liquor and convenience store he manages in Falmouth. The machines are designed to multitask. They can read the bottle's barcode, crush it, account for what the customer is owed, and what the store will be reimbursed. The machines are sleek, ever-evolving, and they're busy collecting binfuls of bottles and cans.
We do, I would say, anywhere between like 1,500 to 2,000 pieces total in the machines, probably per day, and in the summertime that drastically increases.
McMaster says the machines offer a twofold benefit. They make people feel good about helping the environment, and they're also good for business.
We do still have the people that'll come back with even the six-pack that they bought, and they'll feed the six-pack through and grab another one, and it just kind of cancels off their bottle deposit, so they enjoy that.
And when the machines fill up, the company that makes them ensures the bottles and cans are sent off to be recycled into new beverage containers again, making it easy for both customers and local stores.
Yeah, it's pretty quick, pretty painless.
A strong state bottle deposit law has made this situation possible, and it has since the 1990s. Brooke Nash of the state's Environmental Protection Department says the system captures about 100,000 tons of redeemable glass bottles each year, which until last year went to the state's only bottle manufacturer. But then that company shut down.
More beer is being packaged in cans, and so they couldn't make the economics work to keep this facility open in Milford, where our glass had been going for many, many decades.
Not a big deal for glass deposit bottles, which the beverage companies are required to recycle. Those now go out of state to factories in Pennsylvania and Virginia. But when it comes to those old pickle and jelly jars, they've been piling up. When the factory closed, recycling of condiment and other glass containers basically stopped in Massachusetts.
We actually have been stockpiling it in these containers here, which is all glass.
In Dennis, transfer station foreman Chris Contonio says at first the pile of glass was a headache. It's illegal to dump it in a landfill, and the cost to send glass off Cape for recycling soared.
So at one point when I first started, basically it was a wash.
Now,
people are paying in excess of $80 a ton.
But Contonio looks at the pile today and he's excited.
We're going to come up on the facility here that we built.
Soon, thanks to a state grant, his transfer station will become a regional depot for used glass and a host to a traveling machine that will grind it down into what's called processed glass aggregate. When it's finished, it looks kind of like pebbly sand, and Contonio says it will have a lot of uses for Cape towns.
It's not sharp, and basically you can use it as stone or aggregate to do drainage projects and mix it in with undergravel. So technically it wouldn't be on top of the road. It's going to be underneath the road, if anything, and it's only 10% mixed into whatever aggregate that you're going to use.
It will cost $60 a ton to process it, with each town taking back what it brings in. The facility is one of four funded by the state, and it's set to open soon. So far, three Cape towns have signed on to the program in addition to Dennis, and others are considering it. It's a solution to the close to 100,000 tons of non-redeemable glass Massachusetts residents recycle each year. But is it truly recycling? Here's Brooke Nash from Mass DEP again.
It's not a closed loop. It's not becoming another bottle or jar. But I don't know. I guess I'd probably say it's reuse as opposed to true recycling, since recycling typically means it's made back into another product.
But she says she's proud the state will soon be reusing the glass that goes into recycling bins because, she says, without the infrastructure to actually recycle the glass, reuse is perhaps the best we can do. For WCAI, I'm Catherine Ident.
All this week, we're looking at household recycling in a series we're calling The Big Blue Bin. Tomorrow, When it comes to recycling, not all paper is created equal. Check out our website. We've got a special video with 9 tips for improving your household recycling. It's at capeandislands.org.